Tynesha Turnant has only been Barry's new poet laureate for a few days, but she already has a vision for how she plans to spend her time in that role over the next 4 years. Turnant, who was announced as Barry's new poet laureate for the 2022-2026 term of City Council at the Barry Arts Awards, which were held earlier this week at the McLaren Art Center, is excited to take on the position, telling Barry Today she's developed a true love for her adopted city since moving to the area 5 years ago. Barry feels more like home than all the years I was in Toronto. I find it such a beautiful city, especially since I am raising a little one, said Turnant. Turnant's debut poetry collection, Bearing Fruit, was released in 2020. She has been writing poetry and songs since before high school, adding writing has been something that helped her through many of the struggles and mental health issues experienced in her youth. It was something I was always so passionate about, and when I'd perform it, it always resonated well with others, said Turnant, who goes by the name Ty the Poetess. I have always gone back to the pen and paper and it's been therapeutic. The fact I am able to share it with others and help others heal is very important to me, and I am so honored to have this new title and position in Barry. Nominated by Victoria Butler, who served as the city's poet laureate from 2018 to 2022, Turnant told Barry Today being recognized for her art is validating. I am definitely grateful, and I am able to show my three-year-old daughter that whatever your passions are, you can follow them, and maybe one day she will get recognized for them as well, she said. Sometimes, with art, people don't get it. Sometimes they love it and sometimes they hate it, but it's been so great to have such a positive response when it comes to my work. When it comes to her writing, Turnant says she likes to express what is in her heart, adding she is still in a bit of shock following Tuesday's ceremony. I am a very open and vulnerable artist. I heal through my writing, instead of carrying all that anxiety inside, I am able to write. It inspires me that when I am so vulnerable, I am letting other people know they can open up as well, she said. I try to keep it uplifting and positive. Yes, I will talk about my struggles, but I always try to end it off on a positive note to inspire others to stay on whatever their journey is, and that there is light at the end of the tunnel as long as you keep working on yourself. As the city's poet laureate, Turnant said she will serve as people's poet and use her role to teach people about literature. Yes, I specifically have a book of poetry, but spoken word is something I am trying to get people more engaged with. It's my job to teach the public about poetry, the arts community. My perspective is just showing how all art connects as one, she said, adding she plans to host poetry concerts, with the concept being that rap is poetry. In these concerts, we are going to have spoken word artists, a cappella rappers, and highlighting that words are so powerful and that they also connect, whether there is music in the background or not, she said. It will be my job to perform at certain city events, take part as a host, and just bring more light to poetry in Simcoe County and Barrie. Turnant was also the recipient of a tourism and innovation grant, telling Barrie Today she hopes to run monthly or bi-monthly art shows around the city that will feature dancers, poets, singers. I want to do arts festival in Barrie throughout my term. In January I will be doing my first show. And I plan to host these events, hopefully free to the public, so people can learn about the artists in the community. I want to use this as a platform to give other artists moments to shine,